Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
So we'd like to welcome Emmanuel Anasonye to the Lab Up Global Leaders podcast. Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm fine, Robert. And you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today. Emmanuel, let's start introducing you to the audience by getting a bit of your academic background, please.
Okay. My name is, as you just introduced, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Also, I want to really appreciate your effort in trying to propagate and trying to emancipate about career progression and about career diversification, especially when it comes to the lab and pathology in general. For my academic background, I actually did my bachelor's degree in Nigeria. I'm a Nigerian by birth, by nationality. I did my bachelor's degree in Nigeria in the Nnamdi Azikiwe University in Nigeria for 5 years. And after 5 years of training as a medical laboratory scientist, I did a compulsory 1 year internship in one of the teaching hospitals in Nigeria. And after a compulsory 1 year internship, we were given a full license to practice as a medical lab scientist in Nigeria. After that, I went ahead to do a compulsory 1 year youth service. Youth service means serving the community or serving some communities in Nigeria for 1 year. It's part of the federal government scheme to improve integration and also to for a graduate to give back to the community what they have learned in school and what they have acquired, the skills they have acquired as a student or as an undergraduate. So after the compulsory 1 year internship, I had this drive and passion in me to go back to medical school and complete my medical school education. As a matter of fact, when I was doing my bachelor's, I had this onus and I have this drive to always pay attention to pathology details and always the inquisitive nature to understand what the basics behind so many things we do in the lab. So that was actually one of the passion and the drive that made me to seek for further degree or further my education as a medical doctor in outside Nigeria. So after my compulsory 1 year, my compulsory service to the country, I started applying to different medical schools, both home and abroad. So, but along the line, I was advised by a senior colleague and a mentor that if I want to practice outside the country, outside Nigeria, that it's better I find a medical school outside Nigeria, especially the one that their curriculum is close to the States, also to Canada, because my dream is actually to practice in Canada or in the United States, basically North America, right? So that was actually one advice I got from a colleague and also from some group of friends. So I started seeking for medical schools in the Caribbean because the Caribbean curriculum is close to the United States curriculum and also the Canadian curriculum when it comes to their medical education. I saw a lot of medical school, but one of the major hindrances, one of the major one of the things that hinders, that is more like a constraint for me, was finance. I was looking at finance because I from a family that we are about seven of us, and my father is actually like, he's a businessman, but the financial responsibility is a lot on him. So I looked for a place that I know I can be able to pay the fees without going through series of loans or taking some of the grants from government, because I don't have that kind of support. So I actually applied to Guyana and St. Kitts and Nevis, and also there is also the university this country. It's an All Saints University in St. Martin's. These are the schools I applied to. So luckily for me, I got admission to study medical, do my medical school in Guyana here. And the name of the school is Texas American University. Actually, I researched online about the university and everything about it, and I noticed that it's cool that it started about 2 or 3 years ago before I entered the system. They actually had a structure, or they have structures that can give quality medical education to students that want to practice in the United States. They have quality lecturers from different parts of the world, India, Canada, US, Caribbean, from UK, different parts of the world, actually lecturing in the school. So I inquired about the environment and what Guyana is all about. So they told me that it's an English-speaking country. That's also one of my drive, because you know you need to communicate with people, locals, and you need to also be able to interact and have effective communication for you to be able to foster your medical education effectively. So I actually, to cut the long story short, I entered Texas American University in 2012, and I finished medical school in 2016 as the second best graduating medical school student. And I was, during my training as a medical student, I've always had this passion for pathology. As a matter of fact, most of my colleagues, my classmates, they were calling me the path guy. Like, this guy likes pathology. I like pathology a lot. I like the mechanism, pathophysiology. It's always something that I am curious about. I feel like that's where I have more passion and more interest in, right? So after my medical school, I know that last year of my medical school education, I started thinking of writing a board exam for me to be able to further my training and probably get a residency in either Canada or US. So along the line, so many people from US and Canada came to my school and some other schools. They were talking about the USMLE pathway and what you need to write the US medical licensing exam, what the exam is all about, how you can prepare for it, how you can do well in this exam, how you can excel, what you need to ace these exams. So after my due research, I decided that I wanted to do the USMLE exam. So I wrote my USMLE step one and step two, and I passed on first try. My step one was a little bit, I had a low score, an average score. But step two was quite, I improved like 20 score from my step one. And after that, I need also to be licensed as a medical lab scientist in the United States. So that's the reason why I went and I wrote the licensing exam to be a practicing or to practice as a medical lab scientist in the United States. And that comes, and something about that is that the association that is responsible for licensing medical lab scientists is also part of the association that is that overheads or spearheads the pathologists in the United States. So that was a big plus for me. So I wrote the exam and I passed in 2019. And basically that was the last licensing exam I wrote. Right now I'm waiting for my ECFMD certification, which I hope will come in the next couple of weeks for me to be fully licensed to now practice in the United States. So that's a little bit of my educational background.
And just to clarify one thing, Emmanuel. So when you mentioned the board license that you got for functioning in the laboratory, that was the ASCP, is that correct?
Yeah, ASCPI. That's American Society of Clinical Pathology International. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So from there, obviously, you had highlighted a few of the different professional experiences you had both at the federal hospitals in Nigeria for both your internship and then your National Youth Service year. From that point, so on graduating medical school, what has been your work experiences from that point?
Okay, from after graduating from med school, I actually, first of all, when I was preparing for my exams, I volunteered for Red Cross to just be like an assistant in trying to, you know, assist the Red Cross Society in things like, you know, the medical part of the Red Cross movement. So I was assisting, you know, offering my medical advice, you know, offering my medical skills in trying to, you know, help with the community, trying to improve the system, especially when it comes to the way the Red Cross in Guyana is structured. So after that, I actually, in 2018, I got a job. My school, I was reinstated in my school to teach biochemistry and microbiology. This is actually like, I feel like this is something that I enjoyed doing. And up to date, I still do it, especially for that of biochemistry. So I tutored medical students, microbiology and biochemistry. And it was quite an experience for me. It was quite a journey for me, tutoring medical students, going through the board materials, the USMLE materials with them, going through clinical vignette with them, trying to pass the little knowledge I've acquired over the years to them. For that of biochemistry, it was quite challenging, coming from the fact that I had some basic knowledge about biochemistry, but basically where my knowledge is centered is in microbiology. But after the whole thing, I noticed students were happy with the way I passed the knowledge. At some point, I was rated, or I was given the best biochemistry lecturer for my school where I taught. Also, along the line, I got a job to tutor pathology and forensic medicine in one of the Caribbean schools, also located in Guyana. And I think that was a major boost to my career. I feel like that's what cemented my career when it comes to pathology, because that has always been my dream. That has always been my passion. That has always been my goal. That has always been what I've dreamt about. So from there, I rearranged the curriculum, because I noticed that the curriculum they were using was not really in alignment with what they have, or what the curriculum of North American medical schools and some Canadian medical schools they have for pathology. So I introduced some of the board materials that I use and the ones that I feel like were helpful to medical students. And so most of them right now are preparing, most of my students are preparing for different board exams. Some of them are preparing for USMLE, some are preparing for UK medical licensing exam. And as I talk to you, I think about five have already written and they are successful. All thanks doesn't go to me. Also, it goes to different lecturers also in the school. But one of the things I make sure I do is I make students understand how to integrate the clinical medicine with the pathology, the mechanism of disease, and the pathophysiology connecting these. So these what I've been doing for the past 2 years, and hopefully, just like I mentioned, by the end of this year, I'll be applying to U.S. medical residency or pathology medical residency in the United States, and hopefully I get through and also progress in my career as a pathologist.
So Emmanuel, then just to summarize, at the moment you're an instructor at two different universities. In one case, biochemistry and microbiology, and the other case, pathology and forensic medicine.
Thank you.
So Emmanuel, a lot of our listeners tend to be people who are early careerists or current students in MLS programs in particular, but in a variety of fields around it. So biochemistry, microbiology as well. So just curious, from your point of view, initial motivation is to try to get into medical school, and for a variety of reasons they end up in the lab profession, or at least in lab education to begin with. What would be your advice for them, for those who've begun in the lab systems but are interested in actually pursuing a career and following your path essentially?
Okay, that was a very nice question, Mr. Robert. I actually, for me, I had like couple of colleagues that went through, we are medical lab scientists and later transitioned to medical school and became doctors. Two of them are already practicing in the United States. So for me, I feel like the motivation, one thing I always tell myself is if it's something that you have passion for, if it's something that you know you crave for, you want to achieve this, I don't think anything will be a barrier to you. Don't let anything or anybody stop you. Yeah, I know during my own time, I faced a hard hurdle because of finance and also because of, you know, let me give you just a quick breakdown of how it works back in my country. If you get a first degree, it's very difficult for your parents to sponsor you again to get another degree. Like you have to give chance for them to train like other of your siblings. So it's quite a big challenge. It takes a lot of determination, grit, and a lot of tenacity for you to leave the comfort zone of trying to, you know, practice lab scientist and go back to medical school where you know that you have to devote all your effort, all your time trying to grind through the medical school training and medical school education. So I see it as more like I want to encourage anybody that wants to go back to medical school after bachelor's in medical lab science to, if it's something you crave for, go for it. I give myself as an example. I don't see myself as a top student. I wasn't a topper in my bachelor's degree. But I have to change my system of reading and understanding when I was doing my medical education. And I see it as more like if you have determination, you can be able to get to any point you want in life. Don't let anything hinder you. Don't let anything be like hindrance. And another thing is why studying in medical school, one thing I've learned is there is a wide variety of knowledge out there that you can incorporate or you can instill from the previous knowledge you've acquired as a medical absentee. Let me give you a typical example. When I was doing bachelor's in medical lab science, I know some things, but I don't really understand the basics why some of these things happen. So the knowledge of medical school have widened my horizon or my horizon from the basics down to the clinical, and the connection is already there. That's the pathophysiology and the mechanism of this disease. They are quite clearer right now compared to before. That's one thing I gained as knowledge going back to medical school. Also going back to medical school gave me some kind of confidence. Now I can easily look at the lab result, look at some pathology samples, look at a lot of things, and can confidently say, you know, like, this is actually how this is, and this, like, give my opinion about what's happening, even when I've not seen the patient. So these are things I feel like things that are like passion or drive to me. And the curiosity, one thing you have to develop, you want to be a good pathologist, so you want to go through the pathology training or want to walk through the whole pathology pathway, is the curiosity to know and the drive to know. That curiosity will make you to learn and make you to, you know, pick up some details, be thorough about details that will help both the physician out there treating the patient and also your colleagues working with you. So that's actually one thing that over the years I've gotten, and I feel like anybody or anybody that studied medical lab science that wants to go back to medical school should not be deterred by anything or by anybody and take it as a challenge to achieve or go for what they want. You'll be more fulfilled and you'll be more happier when you've achieved some, at least to some extent, what you always crave for, always have a passion for.
Thank you for that, Emmanuel. And I'm just curious also if you can give some advice to people looking overseas and even those perhaps considering the Caribbean area. I know you're in South America in particular, but just south of the Caribbean islands, essentially, for people who are considering that as a venue for study in the future.
I will actually divide the advice, or I will actually rate or state this advice into three categories. First is leaving your country to study in a foreign country, especially the Caribbean, might be quite challenging, especially with the cultural differences and being in a different environment and listening to people with different accents and learning the whole thing in a different environment. It can be a little bit challenging at first. But one thing is, or one major drive is always the fact that you know that with the knowledge you've acquired, especially with the wide range, a wide diverse group of lecturers and instructors, you can be able to integrate these in a wider scope and in a wider world. And one of the things, again, studying medical school in the Caribbean, Guyana to be precise, is an English-speaking environment. And it's also a place that you can easily interact with the locals, especially when it comes to, trying to get the history, the complaint, the chief complaint, and the doing physical examination on them. So for that of the cultural differences and the social differences, it's challenging at the first time. But if you look at the positive part of it, you see that it will help you to be able to face the wider society in the future. So it will train you to be more tougher and more understanding of what the wider world looks like. Then secondly, another challenge that I feel that I face traveling to the Caribbean to study is when it comes to, the finance. Most people have faced these financial constraints and financial challenges. But I think for some countries, you can take loans. But if you can't take loans, I think one of the things you also have to do is some offer scholarship. So in your bachelor's, try to make a good grade. And when they see your grade, some of the medical schools, they offer scholarship to some students that have distinguished themselves during their bachelor's degree. So if you make a very good degree, you can get some level of scholarship which will aid you financially to pass through the whole medical training and also become a good doctor training in the Caribbean medical school or coming to the Caribbean. Then the third one is something that I feel it's very paramount. I feel like it's the summum bonum of coming to the Caribbean or even traveling leaving your country to another country to study, especially in the Caribbean, is the system of education, especially for the ones that are structured with the US system. It's very it's very practical. I don't want to actually like downgrade or denigrate any system, but back in my country, sometimes you study, but sometimes it's not really something you can conceptualize. But here in the Caribbean, I noticed that studying, I can be able to conceptualize some things. And another thing I leveraged on using the internet, using the, my curiosity always make me to use the Google search engine to know a lot or search a lot about different things I'm not familiar with or I'm not clear about. So the training is a very good training, and it's a training that is recognized anywhere in the world. Is recognized both in North America and also in the UK and also in Australia. The training here is quite diverse, makes you very sound when it comes to understanding the mechanism and also the clinical integration in medical education. So that's one thing that I will definitely encourage. One of the positives I've gained studying in the Caribbean. So I encourage anybody that has a bachelor's or anybody with a bachelor of medical lab science or a medical lab scientist that wants to pick up the challenge of coming to medical school in the Caribbean or in Guyana to decide to come, because It will give you a very diverse group of training, which will help you to foster your career and your education, even if you don't want to practice in the Caribbean, you want to go to the North American country like US or Canada or Australia or UK. It will definitely groom you and make you more solid for you to be able to face the system when you get over there. So that's more like a positive studying here in the Caribbean. And also, the try as much as possible to get to countries that are English speaking, because when you're in an English speaking country, it makes it quite easier for you to communicate and for you to understand what the lecturer is saying. So that's just my 2 cents about studying in the Caribbean. And things I feel like are positive studying here in the Caribbean medical school.
Thank you, Manuel. And so let's talk about how the MedLab science background helped support your shift to medical school. So did you find any particular advantages to going through medical school after your MLS degree?
I found a lot of help from my background in medical lab science, medical school. Let me just give you a brief overview of what I did during my bachelor's. I did anatomy, physiology, biochemistry. I did pathology, though not in much detail as that of medical school. I did a little bit of pharmacology. So when I entered medical school, it was like a walk in the park, but I didn't take it like I've known all, because definitely there are some aspect of this basic medical knowledge you need to, you know, study well and understand it and make it more of an applied knowledge. The application of this knowledge is what matters in your board exam. That's why the US medical licensing exam, the Canadian medical licensing exam is more of an applied knowledge. They give you a clinical vignette, or they give you a case. You can be able to interpret it and give the right option and the right answer you think is required for that particular case. So when I came here in the Caribbean, the basics was already there. Like, there's some things that you talk about, I already have a fair knowledge about it. But I have to capitalize on those things to now cement my knowledge in those fields. I never had issues, not to sound too cocky, but I never had issues with my basic medical knowledge, especially the pathology and pharmacology. As a matter of fact, they were my best subject, microbiology, biochemistry, pathology, were my best subject in medical school. And it gave me a lot of understanding, a wide variety of understanding, like something that I've never imagined that I can actually learn actually when if I was still just practicing on the bench as a medical lab scientist. So that's one thing that that's one of the advantage of actually the medical lab science. Before medical school, not to say that if you do any other course before medical school, you can't get the knowledge, but what I'm trying to say is that the background formed like a foundation. Medical lab science formed like a foundation for me in medical school. It helped ushered or made medical school more easier, more understanding, and more of an applied knowledge than any other thing.
Okay. And just to wrap up here, Emmanuel, I'd like to offer you the same opportunity we offer all our guests, which is to recognize any mentors or supporters that have helped you along your journey. So if there's anybody you'd like to identify, please go ahead.
Okay. I had a series of mentors right from when I was doing my bachelor's as medical lab scientist, or rather when I was actually a medical lab scientist, up to med school. And some of them I've not met them. Some of them I met them on LinkedIn, but some of them will communicate on LinkedIn and some other social media platform. But worthy of mention is my head of department when I was doing my compulsory 1 year internship. He's Dr. Kazim. He's a hematologist. He's one of the people that inspired me, or one of the people that made me go back to medical school. He advised me at some point, because then I was a little bit young. If I have the chance, I can go back to medical school. Though I was already nursing the idea before he advised me. So he's one person that is worthy of mention. Also, one of my mentors also is I've met in here in the Caribbean is Dr. Reed. Dr. Reed is a pathologist trained in the US. Currently, he used to be a tutor, a senior instructor, and we are lecture biochemistry in the medical school. We are lecture biochemistry. He has always also been like a mentor. Some of the mentors that I've not met one-on-one, but I've seen their works in pathology fields, and they have been encouraging and inspiring to me. What you have mentioned is Dr. Malu. I guess you might have heard about him. He's the guy that discovered the CTE as a chronic traumatic encephalopathy. He's a Nigerian trained, or American board certified pathologist, forensic pathologist. There's so many other ones, but I can't be able to mention all of them. But these are the people that I've come in contact with, that I've met, and they've inspired my life in one way or the other. They kept me going even when I was about to, like, I don't even know where how to go about it. And some of them are still my mentors, and they are willing to always guide me along the line in this career pathway.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Emmanuel, and for sharing your story. And we hope it becomes enlightening for those who are considering following your path, extending themselves from MLS to the medical profession as well. Sorry, or perhaps considering the Caribbean or other places to study as well. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert. It's my pleasure. Anytime, I'm always happy to offer my advice, anything I can offer to help encourage people, especially in this pathology pathway, this pathology career. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.